Well, most of us train ourselves to live our life living from one drama to the next. And so it isn't just your daughter. It's just the way it is. And especially in the self-help culture, people love to share their dramas and traumas. And so life is spent sharing the dramas and traumas that are defined and described in self-help books. Am I right? Mm. And when we learn to relate to ourselves and others in a problem-oriented way, then it's because we see ourselves as a problem and we see other people as a problem too. And because if we see ourselves as a problem, we cannot help but see others as a problem. If we see that, if we think that there's something wrong with us that needs to be fixed, then we're going to automatically, instantaneously think that there's something wrong with everybody else and they need to be fixed too, or most everyone. Sometimes we might be one of those people who can get a lot of people to agree with our points of view, our dramas and traumas, and or not a lot, but even if we could get one or two, we'd have our hostages. And then you know, they could just be there maybe sometimes for decades listening to our dramas and traumas, and we'd have this co-drama going on. So we'd listen into and acknowledge each other's dramas and traumas, and then we'd say, oy vey, you know, yes, this is the way way it is. You have these dramas and traumas, and I'm your hostage. I'll listen to you, and if you listen to me, we'll be co-hostages in the drama and trauma terrorist camp. And so, you know, some of us call this a life, and we think we've got it made when we have people who will co-sign our bullshit in this way. But if we're living a life of drama and trauma, then we're living a bullshit-based existence. And so you see, what are the options other than that? Well, there is an option for all of humankind to rely on a solution orientation that is fostered by realizing that our basic nature is already one of goodness rather than dramas and traumas. So, you see, when we are cultivating that in ourselves, cultivating the basic goodness that is innate and is implicit in resting as awareness, getting to know the fundamental condition or foundation of our existence, then we transit out of this way of relating to people. We can still listen to people who relate to life that way. In fact, we have an increased ability to truly listen to people openly and compassionately who are living life that way. Many people may not be interested in resting as awareness or knowing about their basic goodness because they're so caught up in seeing life as a series of dramatic and traumatic events with maybe a little bit of relief or happiness thrown in. But at least we're no longer living that way. And we can, instead of just trying to get our hostages to listen to us, we're completely available. We're completely available to ourselves and to others. We become completely available to others by first being completely available to ourselves. As we rest as awareness, we see what we've been up to. We see that we've made ourselves a victim of our own points of view. No one has done it to us. There haven't been any traumatic or dramatic events that have made us victims. We're always victims because we choose to be through our perception of what's going on. When we refine our perception by resting as awareness, we see that we're really the root of everything. We're really the root of everything. And whereas the stance of a victim is one of powerlessness and helplessness, the stance of being the root of everything is power, tremendous power and energy of love and wisdom. So what we've always been looking for in terms of getting someone to listen to us or care about our dramas and traumas, what we've really been looking for is this relief of tremendous love, wisdom, energy, and basic goodness that exists within us. We'll either become confident in that and familiar with it through resting as awareness, or we won't. The only way to find that tremendous energy is by the power of resting as awareness. There's no other way. There's no other doorway. And that doorway is wide open. But if we continue to grab onto all our points of view and say, oh, this is the way it is, or whatever it might be, then we'll just be lost in that kind of existence, maybe for our entire lifetime. And the only way this comes about is in our daily activities. So we don't have to have any special activities. Whatever's going on for us today is the ripe ground for resting this awareness, whatever that is. You know, say we live somewhere in our little house and our neighbor's doing something we don't like. Well, almost everyone has this go on. We live somewhere and we don't like something our neighbor is doing. We may have a variety of ways of handling that, or we may always handle it in exactly the same way. Now, I live in a neighborhood right here where everyone just lets everyone live as whatever they're doing, it's okay. And you never know what someone's going to do. They might put on a major addition to their house and not talk to anyone about it. And well, then what are the options? You can turn them in, or, you know, you can go and talk to them about it, try to give them your input. You can just let them do whatever they're going to do. Well, I live in a neighborhood where the latter is the case. Everyone just lets everyone else do what they're going to do, and we trust that it'll turn out all right. That's our group wisdom. We trust that somehow it's going to be a benefit to all. Of course, no one has transgressed to such a degree that it wouldn't be of benefit to all. They're happier and they're set up, and the things that I've seen go on just in this little area are really incredible. Whereas in another neighborhood, if someone tried to do the same thing, everyone would be up in arms. They'd have their Bolinas opinion, and this isn't right, and you're not going to put a road in there, or whatever you're doing over there, you're not going to do it. You're going to do it my way, or the Bolinas way, or whatever way it is. And so you see, it just is whatever it is. But whatever the opinions are, this is what we call points of view. So when all these points of view that come up about whatever's going on, we can either encourage ourselves to get all inflamed about all the thinking we're doing about it, and, oh, they have no right to do this. Am I going to have to listen to that banging for 2 years or however long it's going to take them to complete their stupid project? Or, you know, this is what it means to encourage points of view, or this isn't the right way. I've got to let them know somehow that they're not doing the right thing, snub them or be nasty to them, or, you know, whatever it might be, go over there and enforce my point of view, or cultivate a dialogue, or, you know, whatever it might be. When we rest as awareness, then what comes about from that is mutual cooperation and collaboration. When if we don't rest as awareness, that can never come out. The desire, the natural movement, the warmth to truly be collaborative and cooperative that comes in an uncontrived way directly from within us can never come about if we don't rest as awareness. We might enforce ourselves to exhibit collaboration and cooperation just based on the imperative of some intellectual idea. But it's not going to be the same as that comes from the warmth of resting as awareness. It won't be the same at all. And they'll get it, and you still won't feel comfortable because it's contrived. It's entirely contrived. It's just made up, in other words. And so you see, to have a society of human beings that resting as awareness, where all actions are coming from this warmth, this natural warmth of cooperation and collaboration that exists within us, is what it means to live in a society that's based on the basic goodness of everyone. When we rest as awareness, we realize our basic goodness. That's what happens. Once we realize our basic goodness, it's automatic that we realize the same thing about everyone else without doing anything contrived. It's entirely experiential. We don't have to have any philosophy at all to back it up. We don't need to have any objective supports of reminders to make us be nice to people, because we genuinely care. Within ourselves, we've found the way to care for ourselves in a cheerful way. And once we find a way to care for ourselves in a cheerful way through resting as awareness, then we automatically want to share that with other people. It's just that simple. So, you know, it could be anything. Maybe we're having thoughts or emotions that are plaguing us, our health, or the health of someone else we know. Something that's going on for someone else or for us that is emotional in nature. Disturbing emotions, that's another thing that most human beings are always seeking relief from in one way or another. Now, there are many ways to seek relief from disturbing emotions. We can avoid them or replace them with something else, or we can take the edge off with booze or other drugs or sex or food or money, shopping sprees, whatever it might be, or being a tightwad. You know, maybe that's our way of taking the edge off. But, you know, whatever it is, there is relief from that constant seeking for tools or antidotes that never really provide total relief. Why keep doing something over and over again that provides the same result? Of nothing, of no relief. These are just temporary antidotes. It looks like they're going to provide relief, but they never really do. Well, when we do the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, that's the definition of insanity. To do the same thing that never works over and over again, expecting a different result, is not sane. But yet within us, we always have consummate sanity and balance. And it's entirely up to us to tap into that consummate sanity and balance. If we drift off into all the conversations about drama and trauma, joining others in conversations such as that, then we abandon ourselves. We abandon ourselves to a lifestyle of drama and trauma. If we rest as awareness, we abandon ourselves to the consummate balance of goodness within us, the ease of natural being within us, the flow of open-hearted relationship that naturally exists within us. So who wouldn't want that? And what could be more simple than just resting as awareness? That nothing could be simpler. It just isn't. Anyone can do it, so to speak. It doesn't require that anyone be a certain age or anything at all. And, you know, just like with people of all ages, with young people, those who are most open to it will take to it like a duck to water. Those who aren't open to it don't want to hear about it. They want their points of view. So we have people of all ages involved in Great Freedom. And with the young ones too, some of them take to it and some of it don't. But even with very difficult cases, like for example, say someone in the Great Freedom community has a child who doesn't want to hear anything about resting as awareness and has ferocious points of view, eventually they come around. Just by exposure. And so, you know, if we want to create a culture, a human culture, based on the innate basic goodness of everyone, we can do that. We've done the opposite. That's come about solely through our own efforts. So, you know, just whatever we envision and commit ourselves to, that's what we'll bring about. If we envision and talk about problem-oriented society, drama and trauma, this one against that one, then that's what we'll continue to bring about. We're empowered as a human being and it's a collective of human beings to do that. But if we want to do this other, you know, we can do that too. It's just up to us. But it starts with every single person. It doesn't start with an authority telling everybody what to do. It starts with the domain of your own being. In your own being, you, to one degree or another, may have a war going on within yourself. And this war you perceive to be you, the valiant warrior, against the thoughts and emotions you don't want to be having. And so you are at war on a daily basis within yourself if you live in this way. And that is an entirely stressful, discordant way of being. It's a way of making yourself a victim of your own thoughts and emotions. And when you see your thoughts and emotions as unokay, some of them, and you're always trying to club them over the head or avoid them or replace them with something else, you're exhausting yourself in that approach to life. You're just totally exhausting yourself. You're making yourself old, sick, in need of antidotes. It's no way to thrive. It's failure to thrive. It's failure to thrive as a human being to live that way. When you're at war within yourself, that's exactly what's going to be replicated in all your relationships. That's just the way it is. It cannot help but be that way. So that's why I say it's up to you. It's up to you and it's up to me. And together there isn't anything that we cannot be. So when it's up to each one of us, then collectively we can form a society of basic goodness. But it's not an authority telling anyone to do. It's ultimate self-authority. Ultimate self-authority saying, I'm not putting up with this anymore. I'm not going to make myself a victim of myself. I'm not going to make myself a victim of my own thoughts and emotions. I'm going to rest as awareness. I'm going to tap in to that solidity that's naturally within me, and I'm going to do that till the day I die, if necessary. I will do whatever it takes to give myself a break for a change, to let myself off the hook from micromanaging my existence and the existence of others with determining what thoughts and emotions are good and what aren't. The fundamental condition of everything is one of basic goodness. We can look at nature and see that that's true. How is it true with everything that's going on? Well, whatever is going on appears within nature and it resolves within nature. And that will never stop happening with everything. It's just the way it is. And nature simply is. It is the container, the intelligence at the basis of everything that is one of total basic goodness. It's wholly positive in that everything appears within it, can't help but resolve within it, whether we call it positive or negative. So when we rest as awareness, we rest as that intelligence that is at the basis of everything. And we no longer need to see things as good or bad in order to arrive at decisions. Instead, we're trusting in that intelligence at the basis of everything. We've gone beyond all the mundane ways of perceiving everything. Why continue on with ways that have never worked? Everyone listening to this has at least done that for a decade or so, if not for many decades. So why continue to make yourself miserable? Or maybe you're not even totally miserable. Maybe you're just miserable once in a while. Well, even that is completely unnecessary. So you see, to enter into the profundity of what it means to be a human being, it's really magnificent. And so, you know, it is up to each one of us. And it's not up to someone to tell us what to do. And it's not up to some kind of intellectual or political construct that's going to make everything okay for everyone. That can never come about from the realm of points of view. It has never come about, and it cannot ever come about from the realm of points of view. So to think that it can come about from the realm of points of view is just a way of deluding ourselves. It can never come about from the realm of points of view. It hasn't come about. It isn't here now, and it won't come about in the future. And this is just the way it is. No matter how many ideological constructs we've tried to put together that govern people from the domain of the intellect and enforce doing, it has never worked. Why would it work at any point in the future? We need to make the quantum leap to finding that about ourselves that is a replication of nature's intelligence itself. To find that about ourselves that holds everything together and is beyond any construct or point of view we might have about ourselves. Anything. Including being somebody in particular. What do you want to identify with? Your personal history of drama and trauma, or nature's intelligence? What do you want to identify with? You know, once you identify with nature's intelligence as the very basis of your own being, an expanse of basic goodness, then you see that you don't need any fixed reference point to support yourself. Not drama or trauma or a personal history or your personal bill of rights for whoever's sitting in that chair or whatever it might be. That isn't what matters any longer. The benefit of all is the only thing that matters. And that's all that your life is about 24 hours a day. The benefit of all, and it's completely uncontrived. It never feels like a drag or, oh, I have to be for the benefit of all again today or whatever it is. It's natural because this is natural to us. And so once we tap into it, it's easy. It's not like the other things we've done that may start out with great hope, but it always ends up being a drag. It isn't like that. And so, you know, we're not in any hurry to get out there and try to get people to listen to us who don't want to hear what we have to say. It won't work that way. It'll work the way it's already working worldwide, and that is that a few people started resting as awareness and sharing that, the benefits of that message with others, and then it became a wildfire sweeping around the world through free downloads and people talking to each other. And then it will continue to be that way. Those who are the most open and responsive and want to take responsibility, do it. And want to do it, you know, happily do it. And, you know, there might be a few in your town, or there might be hundreds, or even hundreds of thousands, or millions. But whatever it is, even if it's only you in your snow cave in Antarctica, you'll be resting as awareness along with all the penguins and other organisms that are naturally already great examples of this. You see, we as human beings have something peculiar about us. We know we exist. We know we exist. We're the only phenomenon that knows of its own existence and can elaborate on that. And so, you see, we can learn a lot from other organisms who are already resting naturally, who don't need to have any identity in order to live their life and then resolve naturally, whether it's the birds and the bees or the fishes or grasses or flowers or trees or oceans or rivers or mountains or whatever it is. None of these things has a need to say, I'm a magnolia. And as a magnolia, I am the center of the universe. It's preposterous. We're what calls it a magnolia. A magnolia has no self-reference or reference point about itself. It's just simply happy to be. It's just resting comfortably in all its states of origination, duration, and cessation. You know, when it's giving birth, it doesn't say, oh my God, I want to go back. I don't want to do this. I don't want to come out of this bed. This is too much work. Decided I don't want to be a magnolia after all. It doesn't have any reference to being something, you know. It's just part of the grand display, part of the magnificent display. And so are we. And the magnolia, when it starts to turn brown and wither and go away, it doesn't say, oh my God. Withering is for sissies, you know. Isn't for sissies. I don't want to wither and die. This is too much. Who knew that I could be so glorious one day and look like this withered up old thing the next? Oh my God, I'm barely hanging on. Pretty soon I'm going to fall to the ground. You know, this is all what I mean by drama and trauma. It's self-imposed. The exaltation and glory of the epitome, the apex of nature, it's at your disposal. What would you be other than that? There's never been anything that existed independent of nature, including you. So why not take advantage of its great power? The great power of nature is your own power. It's a power that's beyond everything that occurs in the physical body. Yet, it pervades, it saturates the physical body and mind. Either take advantage of it or don't. That's the way it is. You can either take advantage of it or not. You can either have a powerful life that is of extraordinary contribution and benefit to yourself and the others around you, and maybe to everyone on the planet, or not. It's up to you. The tremendous energy of nature belongs to you and no one else. You know? Yeah, there's no one who can give it to you, no one who can take it away from you. And that's just the way it is. It's the ultimate authority. So rely on that and nothing else. Why would you want to rely on your points of view or return to relying on your points of view once you get a taste of that? Once you really get a taste of that, it's impossible to go back. It really is. It's totally impossible. And if you're living with people, if you're in a family where people don't want to rest as awareness and they want to continue on with whatever their stories are, then it doesn't matter. Keep resting as awareness. If you get irritated with all their kvetching about this, that, and the other thing, and all this story, that story, this drama, that trauma, rest when the irritation comes up. Dramatization of events isn't going to kill you, and it's probably not going to kill them right away, but it'll certainly make their condition worsen. You know, it's not going to improve, but you know, it's up to them. It's not up to you. All you can do is be an example. If they don't take up the example, then that's their choice. And in the meantime, you'll find that this irritation you have will gradually resolve, and you'll just be sitting there in a totally caring way while they go on forever. Now, you know, some of us have been in relationships so long that, you know, it's likely we're never going to be leaving the relationship. And some of us, because we have children, we can't leave the relationship. You know, there's no way for a parent to really get out of it, even if the parent says, "I disinherit you, I don't want to see you." You're still not out of the relationship. You've just created another point of view about it. And so when we're unable really to get out of all our relationships, once we come to an understanding of that, then our life gets a lot better. But anyway, with people that we're living with in family situations, to be able to be with them in a totally caring way, no matter what's going on, a genuinely caring way, is maybe what we were looking for when we entered into the relationship in the first place. And so, you know, it's just a wonderful way to be. It's a wonderful way to be with ourselves and to be with others, and it's all up to us. That he was listening to some young people outside his restaurant talking, and the way that he languaged it was that points of view are lame and awareness is chill. Awareness is fresh. When you're resting as awareness, you can find a way to bridge communication with anyone. It doesn't have to be stated in any particular way. All right, friends.
Thank you.